This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Today's report is over a nutrient program investigation tool that many farmers don't realize they can do, a crop tissue analysis. This test is done in most crops right before or during the reproductive stages to determine an after-the-fact look at plants' nutrients. When this test is taken, it is too late to improve the yield for that growing season, but it can be used to increase fertilizer efficiency for future crops, and also to help uncover underlying issues in poorer yielding areas of the field. Tissue samples are usually tested for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which are often the main causes of fertility issues, but it's the secondary and micronutrient deficiencies that often remain hidden without physical symptoms, but can be uncovered in tissue sampling. These include sulfur, zinc, fluoride, and iron. The last three of copper, manganese, and molybdenum can also be tested, but are usually only deficient in extreme pH situations. Tissue sampling is not unlike a doctor pulling a blood panel and comparing your results into what is considered a healthy range. Tissue samples can be taken at nearly any point in the growing season, but we have better healthy range comparison records at certain growth stages. In corn, one of these points is right now. The first leaf below and opposite the ear is collected. Collect 50 individual fig leaves, not the whole plant, and randomly around the area being tested. And in soybeans, the top fully developed trifoliate leaf is collected at first pod set. For wheat, when the wheat has headed to pollination but hasn't started pulling nutrients from the plant into the seeds yet. If testing why one large area consistently does much worse than the rest of the field, it could be useful to take two samples, one in the bad area and one in the better rest of the field, so that way the two samples can be compared. Once sample, let the flag leaves dry out a little over the counter overnight. After that, put them into a paper bag or envelope, something that isn't plastic that would trap in the moisture, and then mail them off to the testing lab. Or you can always bring them in to the local extension office, and we'll help you fill out the paperwork and ship them off for you. A full diagnostic is $32, but we can usually narrow down the possible deficiencies for a cheaper test. There are times when a tissue sample can be misleading. If the plant is under drought stress, there might be plenty of nutrients in the soil, but the plant can't pull it in. A probable confounding issue would also be soil compaction, which limits the plant roots from getting to the nutrients that are available in the soil. It's also important to remember that pH is the controller of chemistry in the soil. Deficient levels of iron and magnesium likely means that pH levels are too high, when often both of the nutrients have plenty quantities in the soil. pH can also affect phosphorus, potassium, and zinc to some degree as well. Late season soil tissue samples are yet another tool that farmers can use to hone in high yields or diagnostic issues. If you have any questions about plant tissue sampling, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.